This morning, I want to conclude my presentations.
今天晚上我要结束我的信息。今天早上。
Now, they didn't laugh when I said it. Now, don't spoil a good thing. You've done well so far. Now. All right. I would like for us to talk a little bit about walking in the Spirit.
我今天要跟大家讲如何在圣灵里行走。
And this matter of living a holy life.
就是活出一个圣洁的生活。
I would like for our first scripture, you to turn to Galatians chapter 5.
首先请大家翻到加拉太书第五章。
Beginning at verse 16.
十六节开始。
Now, I don't know whether I should read this or you go ahead and read it and have the folks listen.
十六节 until what verse?
Galatians 5, 16 to the end of the chapter.
十六节，加拉太书第五章十六节。我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受上帝的国。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
The book of Galatians is a letter not to a single church, but it is a letter meant to be circulated among all of the churches.
加拉太这一封信并不是只是给一个教会，而是写的一封信是在一群的教会里面传阅。
It was not a letter to be filed away.
也不是一封信把它放在档案里面。
And it was meant to be a reminder to be circulated from time to time among all of the different communities, such as you have different Chinese communities throughout the Midwest. It's as though someone sent you a letter and it was circulated all the time among you.
而是一封信要传阅在一些社团里面，而且常常的这样传阅，就像中西部的有一些团契在不断的这样的传阅。
Now, the Galatians had begun their Christian life in the Spirit.
加拉太的教会，他们的基督徒的生活是开始的时候是顺着圣灵而行的。
But now they had reverted back to the flesh.
但是他们现在却是回到了肉体的生活里面。
If you will notice in verse 7 of chapter 5,
若是你看第五章的第七节的话，
Paul says, you were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?
他说你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
And again, he says in this epistle, you started your walk with Christ in the Spirit. Why now are you reverting to the flesh?
所以这封信就开始就问他们，你们开始的时候是行在圣灵里面，为什么现在你们就行在肉体中呢？
He's saying, who hindered you?
到底是谁拦阻了你呢？
And the word that he uses there is a Greek word, anakapto.
他拦阻这个字，希腊文是 anakapto.
That word means to beat back or to check.
就是制止，就把它推回去。
The figure is of ships that are on their course, and all of a sudden the ships have had to turn their course and go another direction.
那意思就是好像一个船在行走的时候，突然之间船反过来，走到原来的地方。
And so what Paul, I think, is trying to say is that the normal Christian life is the Spirit-led and Spirit-filled life.
保罗说，一个正常基督徒的生活是圣灵带领的，而且是圣灵充满的生活。
He reminds us many times in his epistles by saying, walk in the Spirit.
保罗在他的书信里面常常提醒我们，你们要行在顺着圣灵而行。
Now, notice he says walk in the Spirit, meaning under the leadership of the Spirit.
顺着圣灵而行，就是说按照圣灵的带领而行。
Nowhere in the Bible do we read that the Holy Spirit controls anybody.
在圣经里面没有一处地方你可以读到圣灵是控制我们的。
The Holy Spirit doesn't control me.
圣灵从来不控制我。
The Holy Spirit leads me.
圣灵是引导我。
He guides me.
他带领我。
He checks me.
他有的时候会制止。
He admonishes.
有的时候会劝导。
He instructs.
有的时候会指点。
He comforts.
有的时候安慰。
He counsels.
有的时候开导我。
But there are some people in the Christian world today who say, the Holy Spirit made me do it.
但是今天有一些人说,
and we cannot relinquish our freedom of will that easily. What I'm saying is that God holds us accountable for the decisions we make. And so, I cannot cop out. We hear a lot of people say, the devil made me do it. And there's some people say, the Holy Spirit made me do it. Do you remember yesterday I said that God never violates what he gave us in creation? And when he created us, he gave us the power of will and to choose.
当神创造我们的时候，他就给了我们一个自由的选择权。
And he never takes that away.
他从来没有把这选择权拿走。
So the Holy Spirit doesn't come all of a sudden and take control of us, and we have no responsibility anymore. Never does that.
圣灵从来不会来了以后来控制我们，然后我们自己什么都不要负责任就做事。
And this is the beautiful thing about it, and this is what makes for spiritual growth.
这也是一个很美的事情，就是这样让我们能够属灵，能够长进。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to me, I say yes.
当圣灵向我说话的时候，我向他说好。
When the Holy Spirit leads me here, I respond.
当圣灵要带领我到这里的时候，我就反应。
So it is my decision to live under the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
是我自己来决定要按照圣灵的带领来活。
Therefore, it is my decision to grow.
所以是我自己来决定我要成长。
It is also my decision, whether by neglect or open rejection, not to grow.
也是我自己的决定，是我要疏忽我自己的属灵的长进，或者说我不要长进。
So Paul is saying to these Galatians, you were walking well under the leadership of the Spirit. Who hindered you?
所以保罗向加拉太的教会说，你本来是行得很好的，谁拦阻你，叫你不再顺从真理呢？
And so what he is really bringing up to the surface here is the struggle between the spirit and the flesh.
所以他就来讲到圣灵和情欲的中间的征战。
It's as much as saying there is a law, an abiding presence of the law of sin in the life of the believer.
也告诉我们说在信徒的里面有一个罪的律法，仍旧在我们的里面。
And I think he's speaking from personal experience.
他是讲到一个个人的经历。
Or you recall in the 7th chapter of Romans, he says, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? When I would do good, evil is present. What I would do, I don't do, and what I would not do, I do.
在罗马书第七章就告诉我，他说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And so he's talking about the sin principle that continues in the life even of the Christian after he has been forgiven of his sins.
这里就告诉我们，我们已经被罪得赦免的基督徒，他的里面还有一个罪的律继续存在。
It is the basic nature of man.
这是人基本的一个本性。
It is the evil imagination.
这是一个邪恶的一个幻想。
The Hebrews call it the Yetzer Hara.
希伯来人叫伊斯哈拉。
And not only must we be forgiven of our sins, but we need to deal with that thing inside that's like a jack in the box. It keeps popping up.
不仅是我们的罪应该得赦免，而且我们里面这个罪的律常常这样子跳出来，我们要一直要制止它。
I don't think I have to explain that because we all understand it by experience.
我想我不需要解释，我们自己的经历就会告诉我们。
And Paul refers to that as the old man inside of us.
保罗叫这个叫是老我在我的里面。
Now I know that some wives refer, at least in the American tradition, they say the old man, meaning their husbands.
美国的有一些太太说我的这个老人就是说是丈夫。
But Paul is speaking about the old man having to be crucified.
保罗告诉我们这个老我已经是被钉死了。
That the body of sin might be destroyed.
所以这个罪体就能够被毁灭。
That henceforth we should not serve sin.
所以我们就不再要来服侍罪恶。
This he says in Romans chapter 6 verse 6.And then again, in James chapter 3, verse 2, James says, For in many things we all stumble.
雅各说有很多的事情我们都常常跌倒。
If any man does not stumble in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. James 3, 2.
雅各书第三章第二节告诉我们，就是说我们里面若是舌头不犯罪的话，我们这个人就是不就是已经得到控制了。
And so what we're talking about is the Christian walk this morning.
今天早上我要讲到基督徒的生活。
It's something like this. A child keeps doing something bad and goes to his mother and says, I'm sorry. And the mother says, that's all right, I forgive you. But then finally he says, Mommy, why do I keep doing bad things?
就像一个小孩子一直做坏事就到他妈妈面前说妈妈我对不起妈妈说没关系我原谅你但是有一天这孩子说妈妈怎么搞的我一直要做这坏事呢
And at the end of the day I can kneel down and ask God to forgive me of my sins
在一天的晚上我可以跪在神的面前求神饶恕我所犯的罪
And then again the next day I can ask him to forgive me
那第二天又跪在神的面前求神饶恕
And I think what Paul is saying is, we can be free from this kind of bondage.
保罗告诉我们，我们可以从这一切的捆绑里面释放出来。
We've got to deal with the old man inside.
我们要先对付里面的老我。
It is the carnal nature.
因为就是我们这个属肉体的本性。
It is the nature that has to be dealt with. It's like dealing with the root. You can cut weeds or cut a flower, but the root is still there.
就是我们基本的本性那个罪根在里面所以我们不能够只是剪上面的那个草那个根还在那里要对付这个根
And he said you began walking the Christian life in the spirit now are you trying to subsist or survive on the flesh you can't live the Christian life by the expression of the flesh
他说你本来是顺着圣灵行的现在你顺着肉体而行你不可以这样做
And the flesh is the sarx, which is the natural appetites of the nature of man which was corrupted in sin.
这个肉体是我们的罪恶本来的罪性。
What he's trying to say then in this portion of scripture is that if we walk in the spirit, we are going to have victory over the flesh.
这一段告诉我们若是我们顺着圣灵而行我们就必定能够胜过肉体的情欲
Notice verse 16
我们看16节
But I say walk by the spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行就不放纵肉体的情欲了
Now in the original language the verse should be translated with what we call the ume subjunctive meaning
在原文的里面我们可以翻译成为
Walk in the spirit and you shall absolutely by no means produce the works of the flesh
你若是顺着圣灵而行的话就不再可能行出一些顺从肉体所造成的结果
How can a vine produce figs and grapes at the same time?
我们怎么看到一个葡萄树怎么能够长出无花果和葡萄同时的生长呢
Either we produce that which is of the spirit or we produce that which is of the flesh
我们不是得到圣灵所结的果子，就是得到肉体和情欲所结的果子。
And this can only be done through the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个工作必须要圣灵自己来做。
Now, it's important for us to remember that when God made man, He made him perfect.
我们要记得，神造人的时候，他是造的是完全的，是好的。
He made him without sin.
是没有罪的。
He made him with a pure heart, so to speak.
给他一个很清洁的心。
But in disobedience, because of temptation, because man was made with power to choose, chose to disobey, man fell. And we all believe in the depravity or the fallen nature of man.
因为神在伊甸园给他一个引诱的机会，给被欺骗，然后人就选择了不顺服神。因为人有一个自由权，选择了不顺服神，所以人就开始堕落。
And the ultimate purpose of God from the very beginning in the plan of redemption is to restore man to his relationship with God, that he might have a perfect relationship.
所以在救赎，神救赎的本意的开始，就是要恢复人和神原来的那个亲密的关系。
And that perfect relationship to God is perfect love toward God.
跟神那个最好的关系就是对神完全的爱。
And love incorporates all of the fruit of the Spirit.
爱包含所有的圣灵所结的果子。
That's why Jesus said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, heart, mind, and strength, and thy neighbor as thyself.
这就是为什么主耶稣说，你当尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
So the complete redemption of God is that we might love God completely and perfectly.
所以神的拯救就是让我们能够再一次的完完全全、全心全意的爱神。
Now, St. Paul is speaking to these Galatians and to the churches that are going to read this lesson and talks to them about the fruit of the Spirit and the works of the flesh.
保罗写这封信给加拉太的教会和其他循环的其他的教会，让他们知道什么叫做圣灵的果子和情肉的果子。
And Galatians is the shopping plaza epistle of Paul.
加拉太是神在周游的一个终点。
You see, he wrote his theology in the book of Romans.
他保罗把他的神学都写在罗马书里面。
And Martin Luther referred to the book of Romans as the cathedral of faith.
马丁路德认为罗马书是信心的一个最大的一个钟楼。
What we understand and what we believe we find in the book of Romans, that's doctrine.
我们所了解的，我们所信的，能够在罗马书里面找到根基。
But how we live, we find in Galatians.
但是我们生活所需要的，就在加拉太书可以看到。
So what he does occasionally, he goes back to the cathedral of faith to remind us what we believe in, then he comes into the shopping plaza and say, this is how you're supposed to live it.
所以保罗常常会带领我们到罗马书说，这是你们所相信的。有的时候又带回到加拉太书说，你既然这样相信了，所以你就应该这样的有行为。
Romans is the book of theology.
罗马是一个神学的书。
Galatians is the book of sociology.
那加拉太书是一个社会学的书。
How we live our theology.
我们怎么样把我们所信的神学能够活出来。
And we need them both as a car needs gasoline and a battery.
我们需要罗马书，也需要加拉太书，就像一个车子需要汽油，也需要电瓶。
And too much religion is only theological.
若是我们只是很宗教化，就太着重于神学了。
Many people know theologically what they believe.
有很多的人他知道在神学上他们应该相信什么。
But living it out is another thing.
但是在生活上却是另外一个样子。
And Christianity was not intended to be like an Oriental religion or any ideology that you reflect upon. It was meant to be something you live.
基督教并不是像东方的一些宗教或是一些主义，你只是相信，而是一个我们生活上生活的原则。
I could use another figure here. Romans is the head. And Galatians is the feet.
我可以再做一个比喻，罗马书是一个头，加拉太书是脚。
And so, Galatians is our weekday religion.
那加拉太书是我们一周当中每天都要所行的。
It's our downtown bustle religion.
是我们在生活上常常所需要用到的。
It's our shopping center living.
是我们常常走来走去，在日常生活里面所要活出来的。
It's our kitchen and backyard living.
是我们在家庭里面常常要经历的，在房子里面和后院子里面都要做的。
And what he is saying is, in all of your daily conversation, walk in the Spirit.
告诉我们就是在你们日常生活甚至于交谈的事上都要活在加拉太书的里面。
And if you walk in the Spirit,
若是你在圣灵里面顺着圣灵行的话，
you will absolutely not do the works of the flesh.
你就绝对不会再放纵肉体的情欲了。
Which means then that the best guarantee against sinning, against pride, against anger, and all of these works of the flesh that he lists here is for us to be constantly led by the Holy Spirit in our lives.
就告诉我们能够避免情欲的事或者我们的骄傲这里所列下的这些肉体的一些果子就唯一的方法就是顺着圣灵而行。
Now the works of the flesh we find in verses 19, 20 and 21.
肉体的情欲在19, 20, 21, 3节告诉我们。
These are the human instincts that have been corrupted by our sinful nature.
这是人的本性已经被我们的罪所污染的，所发生的一些行为。
They're like wild horses that need to be tamed.
就是像一些野马需要把它顺服。
The pagans say, let the horses run wild, assert yourself, no restraints.
不信的人就说，任凭你的性子做吧，你愿意怎么做就怎么做。
Those who worship the god Bacchus said we must deify the appetites and make them the ultimate expression of life. Bacchus, god. We must deify them, worship them.
有的人就觉得要把它神性化，也来敬拜这些概念。
Mars and Woden and Jupiter said conquer and kill those wild horses.
Mars 和这些就觉得要征服这些意念。
And the pagan also says, eliminate the horses and deny yourself.
有一些不信的人说，你把这个马要制止，然后要舍己。
Buddhism says, nirvana, eliminate these desires, commit a holy suicide.
那佛教徒就说要有涅槃，就是要自己要自杀。
And then there are the monks.Who are the escapists? They try to run away from facing these natural works of the flesh.
有一些和尚，他们就要逃避凡尘，就走到别的地方去。
But the Christian says, tame these wild horses.
但是基督徒说，你要把它能够顺服这一切。
Bring them under the leadership and the direction of the Holy Spirit.
你要把他们带到圣灵的管制之下。
So those same destructive energies in us are now transformed into positive energy.
我们里面那些使我们毁灭的那些能力能够改变成为好的，让我们行善的一些能力。
And those same wild horses in us are no longer wild. They are tame, so to speak.
那我们里面原来的那个野马就被顺服变成非常的纯良。
For instance, jealousy.
比如说嫉妒。
Take that energy that you used to be jealous and let the Holy Spirit transform that same energy into kindness.
你从前那种嫉妒的性格就让圣灵来改变使你成为很仁慈的一个个性。
Stubbornness and inflexibility. Take that same energy because it's all the same energy and let the Holy Spirit temper your life.So that now it is flexible and resilient.
你原来那种顽固、强烈的那种个性，让圣灵来管制，使你成为一个非常柔和的人。
Fighting for your rights, take that negative wild horse and let the Holy Spirit guide you so that you are deferring to others.
你本来是一直要为自己争权的， 让圣灵在你身体做工，使你愿意把你自己所有的都奉献出去。
And take all of these works of the flesh, he says, and let the Holy Spirit transform them.
他说，你把这所有的情欲的一些功一些果效，让圣灵完全的改变他们。
Now, when we talk about the Holy Spirit doing His work in our lives, we are talking about what I feel is the ultimate purpose of God in every Christian's life.
当我们讲到圣灵如何在我们生命里面行的这个工作，我相信这是神在我们每一个人生命里面最后的目标，就是要顺着圣灵而行。
And I would refer you to 1 Peter.
我想请大家翻到彼得前书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
And reading verses 13, 14, 15, and 16.
十三到十六节
Go ahead and read it.
十三节，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前于蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Now, will you connect that portion of Scripture with what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5 of Matthew?
你们把这一段所读的跟马太福音第五章登山宝训主耶稣所说的那个一句话。
Verses 43-48.
马太福音第五章。
Jesus is already anticipating the fruit of the Spirit in the lives of his disciples when he talks in this portion.
当主耶稣讲的时候，他想到的就是圣灵所结的果子是怎么样。
We're not going to read it, but only to point up, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say, love your enemy.
你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌，只是我告诉你们要爱你们的仇敌。
And then he says in verse 46, For if you love those who love you, what reward have you?
46节说，你们若单爱那些爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？
Do not even the Gentiles do the same in verse 47?
第47节，你们若单请你们弟兄安，外邦的人不也这样的行吗？
You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
What's Calvary all about?
加略山究竟是做成就了什么呢？
It is to do the finished work of God in our lives.
就是要把神要完成的工作做成在我们的生命里面。
Was the sacrifice of Christ on Calvary complete?
主耶稣在加略山的献祭是完全吗？
Was it perfect?
是不是完全的？
The writer to the Hebrews talks about a perfect high priest and a perfect sacrifice.
希伯来的作者说，他是一个 完全的大祭司，是完全的祭物。
If that indeed was a complete sacrifice at Calvary, then is it not that God might have a complete redemption in those whom He redeems?
若是主耶稣的献祭这个祭物是完全的，那他所救赎的这些人是不是也应该是完全呢？
And how is God going to do this?
那主怎么样的做成这样的工呢？
He's going to do it with you and me the same way he did it with the disciples.
他今天行在我们中间的事，像他当年行在门徒身上一样。
He said, I have taught you, but I want you to wait till you're endued with the Holy Spirit.
他说，我已经教导你们了，我在等待，一直到你们靠着圣灵能够成就。
And so God chooses to complete his redemption in us through the work of the Holy Spirit.
说神选择要借着圣灵把他的工作成就在我们每个人的身上。
For in ourselves, we cannot recognize our own sinful nature.
靠着我们自己没有办法明白我们自己的罪性有多大。
But as Jesus said, when he is come, he will call to your attention, reprove, convict, and he will judge you and he will guide you.
主耶稣说他的圣灵来就责备我们，指导我们，带领我们。
And he will point his finger.On that attitude, that wrong spirit, that anger, that jealousy, that pride, the Holy Spirit begins to work at the deeper level of the Christian life.
当圣灵来到我们心的时候，在心的深处指责我们的情欲、 我们的污秽邪荡这些败坏的地方。
Peter says, As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of daily conduct.
所以彼得说，因为那召我们的是圣洁的，所以你们在生活一切所行的事上都要圣洁。
I wonder if you believe what I am saying.
我不晓得你们是不是相信我所说的。
Do you think God can do that in your life?
你相不相信神在你的生活里面可以做成这事？
I believe God wants to do it in our lives.
我相信神要成就这样的工作在每个人身上。
That he might have a holy people, as he says in the second chapter of 1 Peter.
就在彼得前书第二章所讲的，他就能够得到一些圣名。
A royal priesthood.
他就是君尊的祭司。
God's peculiar possession.
这是神特别的掌管。
And how is the world out there going to know that we are of God if we're not different from the world?
若是我们的生活行为跟世人一样，别人怎么知道我们是神的？
So you see a Christian man beating up on his Christian wife. Ah, they are wonderful Christians.
你看到一个基督徒的丈夫打他的太太，还说哦，他是一个好的基督徒。
And you hear a Christian man.And a Christian wife arguing until 2 o'clock in the morning and everybody has to close the window so they don't hear them. Aha! Beautiful Christian family.
你看到基督徒的夫妇晚上一两点还在吵架，人家邻居都要关窗子，你看那是真是能够看出是好的基督徒吗？
If you want to know the kind of religion a man or woman have, ask their children.
若是你要知道那个人是不是真正好的基督徒，你就问他们的孩子。
What I'm talking about is living the Spirit-filled life.
我所说的就是要不断地被圣灵充满的生活。
It doesn't mean that you're always running around saying yes, 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 oh yes, I'm no good, yes, what? Doesn't mean that at all.
并不是说你的好啊好啊好啊，我实在不好啊，就这样子。
Sometimes it means getting angry. Being a good Christian means getting angry.
有的时候一个好的基督徒也要发怒的。
But you don't get angry.At people, you get angry at what people do.
你不是向人生气，但是你为着他所行的那个罪行生气。
So there is a kind of a thread throughout the Bible that God wants to complete what he started. When man fell, God wanted to restore man to that same place.
所以在圣经里面整个的线索从开始到末了就是人开始堕落的光景神要再一次来恢复过来
They say that you can go on a British naval vessel and chop one of their ropes and look at the cross section and you'll see a red dot a British Navy
有一个英国的海军
And you can cut the rope
你可以看它、那个、
take a look at the cross section
你可以把那个缆绳把它切掉，中间有一个红点。
And there'll be a red dot there.
在中间有一个红点。
And that red dot means that that rope belongs to Her Majesty's Navy.
那个点就是属于他们的那个王的海军。
Any British naval vessel around the world, just chop that rope and you'll see a red dot.
所有的海军的绳子，你若是切开的话，就可以看到有一个红点。
You can take this Bible and you can cut it anywhere from Genesis to Revelation, and it will bleed with the red thread of holiness unto the Lord.
从圣经里面，从创世纪到启示录，不管在哪里，你切断的话，就看到属神的人那个要有一个圣洁的生活。
For God is a holy God.
因为神是一个圣洁的神
And he wants a holy people
他要圣洁的民
Why, even Buddhism believes in holiness
甚至于佛教徒他们也相信要
Taoism believes in holiness
道家也相信圣洁
The Muslims believe in holiness
回教徒也相信圣洁
But our God is a God who wants us to live a holy life here amongst men
那我们的神愿意我们在人的中间活出一个圣洁的生活。
And so, holiness is the desire of God for all of his people.
神在他属他民的心意里面就是要每一个人都要活圣洁的生活。
And so, what he is saying is, and sometimes we get afraid of that word holy, he is saying, I want a people who reflect what God is like.
有的时候我们听到圣洁这个字有点可怕，其实就是要我们每一个人能够反射出神的圣洁来。
You remember in the Old Testament, God told Israel how to live, and they were to live very different from the pagans.
你记得在旧约的时候，神告诉以色列人应该怎么样的活，他们应该跟外邦人活的不一样。
And the pagans knew that the God of Israel, though they had no statues, was a mightier God than the gods of the Philistines, the Amalekites, and so forth, which were made of stone and wood.
那些外邦的人也知道，以色列的神虽然没有一些形象或者是偶像，但是他们的神比他们自己的神，非利士的神、阿摩拉开的神都更有力。
And holiness for Israel meant that they were to be separated from the pagan tribes.
对以色列人来说，他们的圣洁就是跟当时的外邦人的生活是分开的。
They had been redeemed out of Egypt, and God led them out of Egypt.
他们从埃及被释放出来，神拯救了他们。
Now he wanted them to live differently than the pagans.
所以神要求他们跟外邦的人生活的不一样。
And the Lord has redeemed us from our sins.
那今天主把我们从罪恶里面拯救了出来。
Now he wants us to live differently from the world.
他要我们跟世人的生活能够有分别。
And so God wants a holy people who do not live by the works of the flesh, but by the fruit of the Spirit.
所以神要他的圣民不要按着肉体而行，而是要顺着圣灵而行。
Why then should we be holy?
为什么我们应该圣洁呢？
Because God wills it.
因为这是神的心意。
He wills. Saint Paul says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification.
保罗说，就是神，这是神的心意，就是你们成圣的这件事。
Someone has written a song, said, God wills that I should be holy.
有人写了一首诗说，神的心意是愿意我能够圣洁。
It is that holiness that I long to feel inside.
那我的心里面也渴慕能够有这样圣洁的感觉。
It is that holiness that is in full conformity to God's will.
那这个圣洁就是愿意跟神的心愿完完全全的符合。
So God wills that we be holy.
神的心愿是愿意我们每个人都能圣洁。
Secondly, God commands it.
第二点，神也命令我们有
圣洁。In 2 Corinthians chapter 7,
在
verse 1.
第二，哥林多后书第七章第一节告诉我们。
Go ahead and read that. 2 Corinthians 7:1.
哥林多后书七章一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏上帝，得以成圣。
Paul is speaking here to Christian people, saying, "Dearly beloved, since we have these promises, let's cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit." And make holiness perfect in the fear of God.
保罗向哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说，我们既然有这样的应许，就当洁净自己。
Do you know that in the New Testament there are 18 different commands that we should be a holy people?
在新约的里面有十八个神的命令，命令我们必定要做一个圣洁的民。
God also provides the way for us to be holy.
神也预备让我们成圣的方法。
Hebrews 13,
在希伯来书十三章
verse 12,
十二节。
I'd like for you to read that. Hebrews 13, verse 12.
希伯来书十三章十二节，所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也要在城门外受苦。
Jesus suffered outside the gate that he might make a holy people.
主耶稣他在城门外受苦，所以可以用他的血叫我们成圣。
What he's saying there is that Jesus died on the cross that he might have a complete redemption.
这就告诉我们，主耶稣死在十字架上，他能够有一个完全的救赎。
Not just to forgive us of our sins, but to deliver us so that we don't have to live in sin.
不仅是把我们过去的罪饶恕，而且释放我们，让我们不再活在罪中。
And then he, you'll notice in verse 14 of that 12th chapter, we need this holiness. Read that.
14.
Yeah, verse 14, chapter 12. Chapter 13, verse 14.
再看十,
I'm sorry, wait. Chapter 12, verse 14. I'm sorry.
12章14节。 你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，并非圣洁没有人能建筑。
Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole, said a songwriter.
有一个写诗的人说，他主耶稣，我真是渴慕能够完全圣洁。
I want thee forever to live in my soul.
我要你永远住在我的心里。
Break down every idol.
把我里面所有的偶像都破碎。
Cast out every foe.
把所有的仇敌都赶走。
Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
求主你洁净我，让我比雪更白。
Do you know that song?
你知不知道那个歌?
Have you sung that?
有没有唱过这个歌?
This is the prayer of the believer in Christ.
这是一个信徒在主耶稣面前的祷告。
Now, when we talk about this matter of living a holy life, what are we really saying?
我们讲到过圣洁生活，到底我们是讲什么呢?
When Jesus said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, did he mean that we should be like God?
当主耶稣说你们要完全像我天父完全一样，他是不是说你们要应该每个人像神一样呢？
All he meant was teleos. That word teleos means be complete.
他所讲的就是 teleos, 就是说要完全。
As God is complete and there's nothing lacking in God being absolute, so you and I can be Christians with nothing lacking in our spiritual life.
因为神是完全的,没有一点缺陷,所以我们今天基督徒的生活也不应该有任何的缺陷。
So in a sense, it's a relative perfection. God is absolutely perfect. But as a human, I can be perfect too.
是一个相对的完全，主是绝对的完全，我们在神的面前也能够完全。Perfect
in the sense that I can love God with all my soul, heart, and mind, and all that I have in me, that's perfect, complete.
若是我们就尽自己的心，尽自己的意来爱神的话，对我来说就是已经完全了。So
it's the perfection of love.
这就是一个爱的完全。And
so, Paul, you remember, tells us we have this treasure of God in earthen vessels. We're still human, but we can have the precious treasure of the love of God in us.
保罗说，虽然我们不完全，但是有着宝贝放在瓦器里面，我们也能够彰显他的荣耀。We're
going to be subject to temptation. The Lord himself was.
我们会遇到试探，我们的主也曾经遇过试探。But
you don't have to yield.
但是你不需要服在试探的权下。If
you say, I can't help it,
你说我没办法。
Then I say, the Holy Spirit can help you.
我就告诉你,
that's why it's important to walk in the Spirit.
这就是为什么要顺着圣灵而行是很重要的。
So we can have victory after victory.
所以我们可以一次再次的得胜。
I sound as though I'm preaching now. I'm supposed to be giving a lecture. But I mix them all up. I do this in seminary too. And sometimes the students say, amen. By the way, don't you ever say amen? Pastor Chu, you should be saying amen.
Amen.
So, when we talk about being perfect, being holy, we're talking about being complete, inner harmony, no dissonance. You know what I mean by no dissonance?
所以我讲到我们的完全，就是在我们的里面是完全的和谐，没有一点
When a person gets ready to play the guitar, Rex, you know, you try each string and then it's perfect, right? There's no dissonance. Every string is where it ought to be.
就像弹吉他一样的，就你弹的时候听起来好像不对，你把那个音调调和，然后听起来就很和谐。
What I'm saying is let the Holy Spirit take his pick and work on our strings.
我所说的就是让圣灵来自己来调节，在我们心弦里面来做调节的工作。Now,
holiness is a relationship with God.
圣洁是我们跟神的一个关系。I
like to use the illustration of marriage.
我想用婚姻的关系来说明这件事。Yesterday,
I referred to the fact that we have been married 40 years.
昨天我讲到我跟我太太已经结婚了40年。
And you ask me, how's your marriage?
你问你的婚姻生活怎么样？
And I say, oh, I remember so well 40 years ago when we were married. It took two preachers, and one preacher prayed for eternity. It was a hot August day. Oh, what a... And he said, I'm not asking you about your wedding. I mean, how is your marriage? Oh.
你问的时候，我说四十年前在一个教会结婚的时候，两个牧师，一个为我们的永恒祷告，天气热，在八月的里面。那 你说哦，我不是问讲到你的婚礼，我是说你的婚姻的生活到底怎么样？我才说哦，原来是这样。
Now, Elaine, if I ask you how's your relationship with Christ, you say, "Oh, I remember when I was saved many years ago."
若是我问你跟主耶稣的关系怎么样，你就说哦，我记得多少年前我接受了主耶稣。
That was important.
那个是很重要。
But how I'm walking with Christ right now is what really matters.
你今天怎么样的与主耶稣有亲密的关系，跟他同行，这个更重要。
I could say, oh, that was a beautiful wedding and so forth. And then my wife comes from the cottage and you see her eyes are black.
想到那个婚礼的时候，我的妻子从那里走出来，她眼睛发亮。
And then you have the answer, you say, you have the answer, and you say, now I know what your marriage is like.
那你就知道我婚礼的那天的情形是怎么样。
And what I'm talking about is walking in the Spirit.
若是我今天所讲的就是要怎么样顺着圣灵而行。
Do you know that you can find whatever kind of experience you're searching for?
邪术他们也能够给你一些特别的经历。
Psychologically, if you seek for something strongly enough, you will experience it.
在心理上你追求一件事情特别强的话，你也可以经历得到。
Holiness is not something I experience and then it's over with.
圣洁并不是说我能够经历到的，而且经历了过去。
Holiness is a daily walk with my Lord.
圣洁是每天与我们的主同行。
Now there comes a moment in my life that is full of rebellion and willfulness when I must surrender, and that's a beautiful experience.
在我的生活里面一直都是自己按自己的意思行，但是有一天我愿意完全顺服在神的面前，这是一个特别的经历。
You see, my wife and I went together for 2.5 years before we stood at the altar to be married.
我跟我的太太一直约会2年多的时间，然后最后才结婚。
And that was a wonderful experience.
那是一个很特别的经历。
But it's been a beautiful walk for 40 years.
但是我跟他四十年一起同行是更美。
And you know, those 2.5 years before we were married, it's something like a person who becomes a Christian. You're walking with the Lord. You're courting the Lord.
在我们结婚之年2年半那个时间，就好像一个人怎么样的变成一个基督徒，跟主耶稣约会。
And you know what happens in those 2.5 years before you get married? You find out what.He's like and what she's like, and you're deciding whether I really want to, really, really want to give the rest of my life to that person, and you're feeling each other out. You know what I'm talking about.
那两年的时间，你们约会的时候，你就要看看这个人到底怎么样，那个人怎么样，究竟这是不是我真正要把我一生跟他生活在一起的对象，把我生命献给他的这个人。
And then finally she says, "Yep, I like him."And she says, I'm ready to stand at the altar and surrender my life to him. Of course, him to her, too.
但是一定有一天你要做一个决定，好，我现在要跟他结婚，我愿意站在礼堂上，我们把生命彼此献给彼此。
Can it be that some of you are only courting Jesus?
可不可能你们中间有一些人一直在那里跟主耶稣约会呢？
And he's pointing out some things in your life.That he really doesn't have to. I know. You don't have to tell me.
他在你的生命里面指责有一些地方，你不需要告诉我，你自己知道。
He's as much as saying, "Do you want to walk the rest of your life with me?"
主耶稣向你说，你愿不愿意把你的余生交给我，跟我一起同行呢？
Let's get married.
让我们一同结婚。
Let the Holy Spirit come into your life and surrender to me.
让圣灵进到你的心中，你将你的生命屈服在我的手中。
This is really what happened to the disciples at Pentecost. They were for 2.5 years courting with Jesus, but they weren't quite sure because you remember Jesus said to Peter 3 times, you know, I don't really know if you love me. And finally at Pentecost, they got married.
这就是在五旬节的时候，门徒发生在他们中间的事。2年多的时间，他们跟主一直都一起约会，一直到五旬节的时候，他们决定要跟神联合在一起。
And it's at that moment when the Holy Spirit comes and seals you. Yes, I surrender to Christ because I like everything I see and everything He tells me.
那天的时候，圣灵就来到他们的身上，然后就印上印，就说我要接受你，我愿意一生跟随你。
And now we walk together. And so holiness is a beautiful relationship that started out in a wonderful experience of surrender.
所以圣洁就是一个经历，一起同行，在开始的时候，我们把自己完全顺服在主的权下。
What then essentially is holiness?
那圣洁的最基本的要旨是什么？
It is a healthy soul.
就是有一个健康的心灵。
It's an attitude of positive desire to conform to God's will.
就是一个完全愿意顺服神心意的一个意念。
It is being willing to let God's will and my will come together.
也愿意神的心愿跟我的心愿能够协调。
It is God's will here and my will finally becoming God's will, right here.
神的旨意在上面，我的旨意在下面，但是我愿意我自己来就服自己的心愿，来成就神的心愿。
And very often the Lord says something to me and I resist him. The Lord says something to me and I resist, but finally the resistance and there is no more resistance. It isn't God's will and my will, but it is God's will completely.
主常常来感动我，我们都拒绝他，一次再次的拒绝他，到有一天我们愿意完全的服在神的权下，完全让神的心意成就。
And my will is lost in the will of God.
让我的旨意在主的旨意里面完全消失。
Jesus said it so beautifully, it's a painful way, Father, to go to the cross, but nevertheless, thy will be done.
主耶稣向父神说，父啊，到十字架是一个很痛苦的经历，但是不要按我的意思，乃是让你的旨意成就。
And each one of us needs to feel those long, rusty nails in our hands.
我们每一个人都需要经历那种发锈的钉子戳在我们的手掌上。
Where we allow the Holy Spirit to crucify some of those works of the flesh that we want to assert.
我们愿意圣灵做工在我们的身上，钉死我们里面一些情欲的部分，我们愿意在神的面前承认。
A songwriter said, Then drive the nails, nor heed the groans. Let me die, let me die.
有一个写诗的人说，你把钉子钉下来，让我呻吟，让我完全的死去。
Now this doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect in the way we do things.
那并不是说我们做的每一件事情都是完全的。
Your IQ isn't going to shoot up.
你的智力也不会说就增加。
And you're going to make mistakes.
你的生活上还是会有错误。
And occasionally, you will find yourself committing a sin.
有偶尔你也会发现你自己还在犯罪。
But John tells us in 1 John, he said,My children, I write these things that you do not go on sinning. But if you commit an act of sin, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is our advocate, you know.
在约翰一书告诉我们，孩子，你们就不要再犯罪。若是你们犯罪，我们在神那里有一个中保，主耶稣是我们的中保。
So holiness is to stop sinning and live the sinning life.
所以圣洁就是我们停止过犯罪的生活。
But it doesn't mean that all of a sudden I can't sin anymore. Oh, then I would be superhuman.
那并不是说我们突然之间就不再会犯罪了，那我们就变成一个超人了。
Remember, God never violates what He gives us in creation. I still have a will until my dying day.
要记得神在创造我们的时候，一些基本的原理他不会弄错的，所以我们这个救我的这个罪性一直都在这里，一直要到我们死的那天才终止。
And the fact that I have a will, but I choose to let it be God's will, is what makes living the Christian life so wonderful and joyful.
因为他给我们一个自由选择的权，我们选择要选择神的道路在我们的生命里面，所以我们的生活才会非常的喜乐平安。
Wouldn't it be something if somebody says, I can't help it.I can't help being holy because I'm just holy and I can't help myself.
我没有办法，我自己就是圣洁的，有人这样讲。
Rather, on the contrary, we have to be constantly on the guard of the enemy, as Paul tells the Galatians. You started out in faith. Are you going back to the flesh?
所以神提醒我们要不断的要警醒，要让我们看到我们自己的罪性还在那里，所以保罗就跟加拉太的教会说，怎么搞的，你们刚开始跑得好，怎么现在又顺着情欲走了呢？
Deep down at the very seat of my will, I say yes to God.
在我心的深处，我一定要向神说，主，我愿意。
There was a little girl, Mary, was in church with her grandma.
有一个小女孩 Mary 跟她的祖母在教会里面。
She was sitting in the second pew.
她在下面的第二排坐下。
And she had brand new patent leather shoes on.
她有一双新的皮鞋。
And she wanted everybody in the church to know that she had patent leather shoes on.
那她愿意全教会的人都知道她穿了一双新皮鞋。
She walked up and down that empty pew.
她就在那个空的那一排再走来走去。
And the preacher lost his place, and he just was confused. He didn't know what to do with that little girl.
那牧师就不知道怎么办，对这个小女孩怎么办？
Finally, Grandma kept coaxing Mary, "Please sit down, please sit down. You're disturbing the preacher."
那她祖母就说 ，Mary， 你快点坐下来，你这样在上面走，搅扰牧师。
And she promised when she got home she'd give her some candy.
她答应她，你回去了以后我给你一些糖。
And finally, Mary plunked herself down.
那 Mary 就跳到地上。
She looked up at Grandma, and Grandma said, "That's a nice girl."
她看她祖母，她就说，乖乖孩子。
She said, "Grandma, I'm sitting down, but I'm standing up inside."
她说，祖母啊，虽然我现在是坐下来，但是我的里面还是站着的。
And I think we have to let the Holy Spirit do His work at the very deepest seat of our will.
真是我们愿意每一个人让圣灵很深的做工在我们的心深处。
There's so many people who conform on the outside, but deep down inside, the Holy Spirit hasn't really touched us.
有些人在外表上看起来好像是很像基督徒，在里面圣灵还没有真正的接触到他。
So wash me now without, within.
所以求神洁净我外面和里面。
Or purge with fire, if that must be.
若是需要的话，用火来焚烧我。
No matter how, if only sin die out in me.
不管你用什么方法，只要把这个罪能够从我里面除去。
And finally, my dear friends.
最后，亲爱的朋友们。
Holiness is not an absence; it is a presence.
圣洁并不是有些什么没有了，而是说有些东西带来。
It's not taking something out of us, but it's bringing something into us.
并不是从我们生命里面拿一些什么去，而是把一些宝贵的东西带到我们生命来。
Close all these windows, put out all these lights.
把所有的窗子都关掉，把所有的灯都关掉。
This will be very dark.
这个房子一定就变成很黑。
And so to get rid of the darkness, we come in with big shovels.
那我们要把这个黑暗弄掉的话，我们用一些铲子。
And so we try to shovel the darkness out.
我们把这黑暗一铲一铲的铲出去。
People just laugh at you.
有人在笑我这样讲。
Someone says, "Why don't you just flip the switch?"
为什么你不把那开关开一下？
哦哦哦哦哦啊！See.
哦，对，应该是开那个。
You see, you don't get rid of bad things by shoveling them and hitting them with sticks and cutting them with knives. That's not the way you get rid of the works of the flesh. That's the way the pagans do. They beat themselves, you know, and try to make themselves holy.
你要把黑暗除去，把情欲的果子除去，并不是拿个铲子或者拿个钉子拿个锤子这样子锤。这外邦的人就是这样子来做。
All you do is turn on the light.
你所要做的就是把灯点起来。
And when the light comes, the darkness automatically goes.
当灯来了以后，所有的黑暗自然就消失。
Come Holy Spirit.
圣灵请进来。
Fill my life.
充满我的心。
You take care of all the snakes.
你把我里面的那种毒蛇的地方都拿去。
Take care of all the rusty tin cans.
把我里面一些发锈的不好的地方。
Take care of all the smelly odors.
把那些发臭的气味都拿去。
Clean out the den of my life.
求主你在我心的深处完全的洁净。
It's amazing when the Holy Spirit comes, He cleanses us.
很奇妙的，当圣灵进来的时候，他就完全洁净我们。
He purifies us.
他就把我们弄得很清洁。
And darkness is turned to light.
黑暗就变成光明。
And we are full of light.
我们就充满了光明。
And we walk in the light as He is in the light.
我们就行在光中，如同主是行在光中。
And we have fellowship with Him and with one another.
我们就与神有交通，与其他的弟兄姐妹也有交通。
And if we don't have fellowship with one another, it could be that the light has gone out.
若是我们跟其他的人没有美好的交通，可能这个灯已经不亮了。
The best way I can tell that a person is walking in the Spirit is by the way they get along with one another.
我看那个人是不是顺着圣灵而行，我就看他跟别人相处的光景怎么样。
And so the fruit of the Spirit.
所以圣灵的果子是
as over against the works of the flesh.
是跟情欲的果子相争的。
I close because we have just 3 minutes left.
我们还有3分钟，我要结束。
The works of the flesh speak of the factory that where they are human efforts.
肉体的情欲就是讲到一个工厂，它是人用自己的能力来做。
But the fruit of the Spirit speaks of the garden.
圣灵的果子就讲到一个很美的花园。
Fruit arises out of the soil of the garden that has been tended.
那果子从那个土壤里面已经很好的土里面长出来的，顺服从。But
the works of the flesh are hammered and forged and pounded in the foundry of human sweat and energy.
那肉体的情欲是人用各样的方法去打击，用人的力量来制止。Now
let me ask you.
再一次让我问你一个问题。
Would you rather live in a factory or in a garden?
你愿意是住在一个工厂里面，用人力做成的，还是在一个花园里面？
The fruit of the Spirit, and you notice it doesn't say fruits. One, fruit.
圣灵所结的果子是单数的，不是复数。
Like the orange. The orange has many sections.
就像
The fruit of the Spirit is made up of those different sections.
这个果子像一个橘子一样，一个橘子，但是里面有很多的瓣子。
Love, joy, peace.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Gentleness, meekness, temperance.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
Goodness, long-suffering, kindness.
良善、信实、恩慈。
The fruit of the Spirit. Either we have the fruit of the Spirit or we do not. You can't have an orange with just a few sections.
你有了这个果子，你就有其他这些瓣的分量。
I'd like for us to read in closing 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
请大家翻到帖撒罗尼书第一章。
Verse 23. Well, let me just read up unto that and then read 23. Verse 16, rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances. 5, 16. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophesying, but test everything. Hold fast what is good, abstaining from every form of evil. And now verse 23. You want to read it?
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节 要常常喜乐, 不住地祷告, 凡事谢恩, 因为这是上帝在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意, 不要消灭圣灵的感动, 不要藐视先知的讲论, 但要凡事擦验, 善美, 要, 美善的, 要持守, 各样的恶事要禁戒不做, 愿赐平安的上帝亲自使你们全然成圣。
And verse 24, He who calls you is faithful, and He will do it.
那招你们的本是信实的, 他必成就这事。
Let us bow our heads.
我们一同低头祷告。
I'm wondering if the Holy Spirit has been speaking to anyone here this morning.
我不知道今天早上是不是圣灵在你们心里面说话。
I may never see you people again.
我可能不再会再见到你们。
But I would like the privilege of praying for you if you have a need.
若是你有需要的话, 我愿意借这机会来为你祷告。
Perhaps God's Spirit has spoken softly to your heart this morning.
可能圣灵轻轻地已经向你说话。
He may have revealed some things in your life that you need to take care of.
他可能向你显明你生活里面有一些事情要对付的。
And deep down in your heart, you're saying, Come, Holy Spirit.
在你心的深处愿意向主说,圣灵,请你进来。
Our heads are all bowed.
我们的头低着。
And so that I can at least get an expression from you, so that I can pray for you, would you just lift your hand and put it down again and say, Pray for me.
请你们做一个动作来表示你有需要,你向说我愿意,你为我祷告。
God bless you. Yes, I see, yes. God bless you, yes. Many hands, God bless you. It isn't so important that I see it, but that God sees it.
并不是我看着你们有什么重要, 乃是这位神在看你们。
And my prayer now is only a human prayer, but it comes from my heart.
我只不过是一个人的祷告, 但是从我心的深处祷告出来。
I have helped you all I could.
我
I have given you all the help I could give you.
我已经能够帮助你的已经给了你。
But the Holy Spirit can take care of every need that you have right now.
但是圣灵能够现在帮助你所有的需要。
Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father in heaven, you love us with a love that we do not understand.
亲爱的天父, 你用我们不能够了解的爱来爱我们。
It goes beyond our human comprehension.
是我们人无法了解的。
You made us in your image, Lord.
主啊, 你按照你自己的形象造了我们。
And then we fell.
我们失败了。
And then you sent a perfect sacrifice.
但是你为我们献了一个完全的祭。
And a perfect high priest who is interceding for us right now.
一个完全的大祭司现在为我们祷告。
And you promised and sent the Holy Spirit to be among us.
也应许把圣灵赐下来帮助我们。
And right now the Holy Spirit is speaking to our hearts.
现在圣灵正是在我们的里面说话。
Speak to my heart right now, Lord.
求主你向我的心说话。
Help me to respond.
让我们正式反应,对你的爱反应。
I hold nothing back.
这是让我自己没有一点保留。
Cleanse my heart.
求主你洁净我的心。
Help me to love with a deeper love.
求主你帮助我能够更多的爱你。
And let the light of your holiness cleanse my heart.
求主你的圣洁的光再一次洁净我的心。
Fill me with your spirit.
求主你的圣灵充满我。
Wash me within and without.
真是把我里面外面完全的洁净。
And let my life speak of the beauty of Christ.
让我的生活能够将主的荣美活出来。
To be like Jesus.
能够完全的像主。
This is my prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
And so Lord, I pray for everyone who has raised the hand this morning.
主啊,真是为今天早上所有举手的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And I ask that your Holy Spirit will go with us as we separate.
当我们分离的时候,圣灵与我们同行。
You will not abandon us.
你不会丢弃我们。
You will give us grace.
你要给我们恩典。
You will give us strength.
你要给我们力量。
So that we will be faithful until Jesus comes.
Do
your perfect work in the meantime.
哦, 主啊, 真是成就你完全的圣功。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much.